Have you ever found yourself creating an elaborate fiction only to discover it's revealing your deepest truth? This is precisely what happens when band girl Lexi Stevens finds herself in an embarrassing situation at the movie theater. After her carefully orchestrated accidental run-in with her trumpet-playing crush Harrison goes terribly wrong, Noah Taylor, her brother's popular best friend, unexpectedly rescues her by pretending to be her date. "I've been looking everywhere for you," he announces loudly enough for everyone to hear. "I got your favorite drink." What begins as a momentary salvation evolves into a mutually beneficial arrangement. They'll fake date to make Harrison jealous and keep Noah's persistent admirer, Raven, at bay. It's the perfect plan, except for Lexi's strict father who forbids dating, and the inconvenient fact that pretending to have feelings for someone can sometimes awaken the real thing. As their charade unfolds, both discover that the line between performance and authenticity is far more blurred than either imagined. Behind Noah's confident swagger lies a devastating reality. While charming at school, his home life crumbles under his stepfather Paul's abuse. After defending his mother from an assault, Noah gets punched and kicked out. "It's my house," Paul tells him coldly. "I'll run it how I see fit." The bitter irony? Noah becomes homeless for protecting his mother, yet she chooses her abuser over him. Noah sleeps in his car during freezing December nights, using a sleeping bag from previous evictions. His popular athlete persona contrasts sharply with his nighttime reality of shivering, rationing gas to occasionally run the heater. When Lexi discovers his situation, she secretly lets him sleep in her closet, risking her father's anger. These quiet moments, Noah making a blanket nest, Lexi sneaking him food, their whispered conversations in darkness, become the foundation for genuine connection beyond their public pretense. Noah and Lexi both struggle under others' assumptions. Lexi's father imposes strict rules, fearing she'll repeat her sister Maddie's teenage pregnancy. Despite being the good girl, Lexi lives in her sister's shadow. "I'm not Maddie," she insists. "I've never given you any reason not to trust me." Her father responds, "Neither did your sister, until she did. One mistake, Lexi. That's all it takes to change everything." Noah battles his reputation as a hookup artist. His ex spread rumors about their physical relationship, though they never went that far. The perception that he threatens Lexi's innocence follows him everywhere, in hallway whispers, teachers' glances, and her brother's warnings. "If this gets real and you hurt her," Easton threatens, "I'll beat you to a pulp. She's not another notch on your belt." Their fake relationship becomes a haven where both escape these constraints. When pretending, they rewrite their expected roles, discovering authentic parts of themselves. Noah's gentleness and Lexi's confidence beyond being the invisible band girl. Family relationships form the emotional backbone of Noah and Lexi's story. Lexi's family still recovers from her sister's teenage pregnancy. Though Maddie now attends college while they help with her son, the experience has left her father overprotective. Noah's family situation is far more dire. His mother remains in an abusive relationship with his stepfather, while his 8-year-old half-sister lives in fear. When his mother chooses to stay despite the violence, it reinforces Noah's deepest wound, the belief he isn't worth fighting for. "Why doesn't she think she deserves better?" Noah asks Lexi. "Why doesn't she think I deserve better?" After Paul severely beats Noah's mother, Noah reaches out to his estranged father, who welcomes them all into his home while Paul faces charges. For Lexi, witnessing Noah's family crisis provides perspective. Her father's strictness comes from love, not cruelty like Noah experienced. This helps her approach her father with greater understanding, eventually leading to a compromise about dating Noah openly. What makes this love story compelling is how it portrays vulnerability as the foundation of intimacy. Noah and Lexi begin hiding behind facades. Noah with his popular boy charm, Lexi with her academic and band achievements. Their fake relationship paradoxically creates conditions for genuine connection by forcing situations where their masks begin to crack. Noah's journey toward vulnerability is profound. Living out of his car and showering at school, he deflects with charm until finally admitting his homeless situation to Lexi, a turning point. He's never revealed his stepfather's abuse or his nights searching for safe parking spots. Her compassionate response shows him vulnerability doesn't always lead to rejection. Similarly, Lexi confronts her fears when confessing her feelings for Noah in the school parking lot. "You know it was always you, Noah." His response, that she was always the one for him too, rewards her courage. Through small moments, Noah crying, Lexi sharing her mother's letters about family struggles, they learn vulnerability breeds trust. Their journey from fake dating to genuine love follows this path of increasing emotional exposure. The beauty of Noah and Lexi's evolving relationship lies in how their performance gradually transforms into authenticity. Each time they hold hands for show or cuddle during games to convince others, they're practicing intimacy while maintaining plausible deniability. These manufactured moments, Noah's arm around Lexi's shoulders, Lexi adjusting Noah's collar, become charged with genuine emotion. Their first kiss under the bleachers becomes a watershed moment. Noah finds himself distracted by thoughts of Lexi's talented lips during band class. Lexi realizes her crush on Harrison has faded without her noticing. The tension between pretense and reality creates poignant moments. Noah's lingering touch, Lexi unconsciously leaning into it. When they break up, both feel genuine loss despite knowing it wasn't real. Their subsequent interactions, Noah drawing circles on Lexi's palm when no one is watching, Lexi baking his favorite cupcakes, reveal feelings that have transcended their arrangement. "I think we broke up too soon," Noah finally admits during a study session, acknowledging what they've both realized. Somewhere along the way, pretending became the truest thing in their lives. Noah and Lexi's story delivers a powerful message about the courage of choosing love despite past hurts and uncertainties. Both have legitimate reasons to guard their hearts, Noah from his mother's betrayal and family instability, Lexi from fear of becoming just another fleeting romance. Their decision to pursue a relationship represents an act of faith in each other. When Noah disappears during his family crisis, Lexi chooses to believe in him rather than assume the worst. When her brother warns she's not special like Noah's ex, she trusts her own experience instead. The novel doesn't suggest this choice is easy. Noah still has his complicated family situation, and Lexi must balance her father's expectations with her own desires. But it affirms that genuine connection is worth the risk of heartbreak. In the final scene, Noah reminds Lexi of their first meaningful interaction, playing Go Fish after her brother made her cry, showing how their story has come full circle. Sometimes, the love we're searching for has been there all along, waiting for us to be brave enough to claim it.